one quick thing under new business. As all of you, or most of you, remember who were here last month, we had sent a letter to the governor after a discussion of Prince George's County and the remediation that was required. We were requesting funds so MSDE would have the staff necessary to do the types of auditing necessary, and so we would have resources available to do follow-up audits and so forth. Parallel to that, the governor had introduced legislation on an IG's office. Hopefully, their idea was to try to set up some sort of structure in order for that to for there to be an office that would take care of those kinds of activities. It looks like that legislation is not going to happen at this point. So our request for funds becomes a little bit more important, so we have the resources necessary to do the work that's needed. So in your packets, you should all have a copy, just for your records, of the letter that we sent to Governor Hogan requesting funds. It was earlier this month. It was per the discussion we had during the February meeting. So what I just want to do is go on the record, making sure we will release this letter, making sure it's public. But also, my sense is that I would like the board to be on the record saying two things. One, the State Board and State Department of Education have a very important obligation, given that we delegate so much power to districts to operate schools. We have an important obligation to make sure that we oversee, audit, make sure districts are complying, and that part of that then requires that we have the resources necessary to do that. So this letter was just a reflection of our asking the state for funding so Dr. Salmon and the board could carry out that work. So that is my piece. Dr. Salmon, would you like to say anything?
Yes. Would enable us to conduct some of the similar kinds of audit functions that we have not been able to do because of lack of staff and also lack of expertise in this area. But given some of the issues we've been dealing with this year and certainly come to our attention and the board's attention that we may need to have this added to our State Department. So we are very excited about the possibility of getting additional funding for this effort.
Great. It would be great if we could have any questions. I would like to have like a motion, a sense of the board, some sort of resolution, if folks don't mind, on that. But are there any other questions or comments? Yeah. Dr. Guyton.
No, I was just going to make the motion, if I could put it in a form that makes sense for this, that we support. It's the governor's legislation?
Well, the legislation I don't think is moving, and I think we'd already supported that. This is more that we're publicly recognizing, I guess, our responsibility and the request for funds that was indicated in this letter that we sent him.
Okay. So we're appreciative for his response to our letter, and we feel that it will make us more responsive to community needs.
Good.
When auditing is necessary. So.
Yeah. So maybe just a resolution of the board that we recognize our obligation to do sound oversight and the request of the administration for funds to make sure that we have the resources necessary to do that. Does that work for folks? Okay.
Well, this doesn't include the actual AI, though, that he had initially wanted over. This just includes money for this department to hire someone to form.
Correct. Our letter requested two things. One is funding for staffing for MSDE to do the compliance monitoring, and second, funding in case we need to do follow-up audits in Prince George's County or elsewhere, that we had funds available so we wouldn't have to rely on districts.
Okay.
Just those two pots.
Does that take care of the investigative arm part that we never have?
It's a start.
I think it is a start, yes.
Yeah.
Start. Okay. If that is Dr. Guyton's motion, is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion?
I think it is important. I think as we've dealt with some of these issues that have gone on in local systems, I think it's important for us to be on record stating that we as a state have an interest in ensuring that local systems are well run, because when something happens in a local school district, it makes headlines in the Washington Post, in the Baltimore Sun, and it casts a light or a shadow on the entire public school system in the state. And when there are cases when local school systems are not being well run, I think there is a statewide interest in ensuring that that's investigated, uncovered, and corrected. So I think a resolution like this is important to put us on record stating that we believe that.
We're simply following the old arms control dictum of trust but verify. This is how you verify.
Great. I appreciate that. Very good. Okay. Thank you for your support. So all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, that was unanimous. Thank you. Okay, Karen.